Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 4. A Street. Enter Romeo, Mercutio, Benvolio, with 5 or 6 maskers, torchbearers, and others.
What, shall this speech be spoke for our excuse, or shall we on without a apology?
The date is out of such prolixity. We'll have no Cupid hoodwinked with a scarf, bearing a Tartar's painted bow of lath, scarring the ladies like a crow keeper, nor no without book prologue faintly spoke after the prompter for our entrance. But let them measure us by what they will. We'll measure them a measure and be gone.
Give me a torch. I am not for this ambling. Being but heavy, I will bear the light.
Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance.
Not I, believe me. You have dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead, so stakes me to the ground I cannot move.
You are a lover. Borrow Cupid's wings and soar with them above a common bound.
I am too sore and pierced with his shaft to soar with his light feathers, and so bound, I cannot bound a pitch above dull woe. Under love's heavy burden do I sink.
And to sink in it should you burden love, too great oppression for a tender thing.
Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude, too boisterous, and it pricks like thorn.
If love be rough with you, be rough with love. Prick love for pricking, and you beat love down.
Give me a case to put my visage in. A visor for a visor. What care I what curious eye doth quote deformities? Here are the beetle brows shall blush for me.
Come, knock and enter, and no sooner in, but every man betake him to his legs.
A torch for me. Let wanton's light of heart tickle the senseless rushes with their heels, for I am proverbed with a grandsire phrase. I'll be a candle holder and look on. The game was ne'er so fair, and I am done.
Tut! Done's the mouse, the constable's own word. If thou art done, we'll draw thee from the mire of this Sir Reverence love, wherein thou stickest up to the ears.
Come, we burn daylight, ho!
Nay, that's not so.
I mean, sir, in delay, we waste our lights in vain like lamps by day.
Take our good meaning for our judgment. Sits 5 times in that air once in our 5 wits.
And we mean well in going to this mask, but 'tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamed a dream tonight.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
That dreamers often lie.
In bed asleep, while they do dream things true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you.
She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone, on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies, athwart men's noses as they lie asleep, her wagon spokes made of long spider's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the collars of the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, her wagoner a small gray-coated gnat, not so big as a round little worm, pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of mind the fairy's coachmakers. And in this state she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, or a courtier's knees that dream on curtsies straight, or a lawyer's fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry mab with blisters plagues, because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops over a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit, and sometime comes she with a tithe pig's tail, tickling a parson's nose as a lie's asleep. Then dreams he of another benefice. Sometime she driveth o'er a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, of healths 5 fathom deep, and then anon drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two and sleeps again. This is that very mab that plats the manes of horses in the night, and bakes the efflocks in foul sluttish hairs, which once untangled much misfortune bodes. This is the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. This is she. Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace! Thou talkest of nothing. True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos. Even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his face to the dew-dropping south. This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late. I fear too early, for my mind misgives. Some consequence yet hanging in the stars shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course, direct my sail, O lusty gentleman. Strike! Drum! They exit. End of scene 4. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.